Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Today, there's no cure for Alzheimer's disease, but there's hope that if people can be diagnosed years, maybe even decades before symptoms appear, we can stop or dramatically slow it down.
A new test developed in Japan and Australia could bring us closer to that goal. It's a blood test that was able to predict more than 90% of Alzheimer's cases among a group of 373 patients.
Today, people are diagnosed through a series of physical and mental tests, but only once symptoms have appeared. The cause of Alzheimer's is unknown, but its hallmarks are two abnormalities.
One is the buildup of plaques, which is a protein called beta amyloid that accumulates around brain cells and blocks their communication. The other is an excess of tangles, which result from a tau protein fiber. Both may be building up long before symptoms appear.
The new blood test works by binding to and concentrating portions of the beta amyloid protein in the blood. Then it identifies and measures the amount of the protein using a highly sensitive and sophisticated lab technique called, and I'll try to say this without mangling it, matrix-assisted laser desorption ionization time-of-flight mass spectroscopy.
Good job! What a mouthful! The study needs to be confirmed, but if it works, imagine making it part of your yearly physical. Patients could begin treatment right away, which experts speculate could be much more effective than the advanced stage they're treated at now due to late diagnosis.
Since Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, and its risk doubles every 5 years after age 65, that's a lot of baby boomers at risk and in need of better diagnostics like this one.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.